The presidential campaign is about to go on a two-week holiday break with not a lot of activity expected until the new year. The final debate of the year for the Democratic candidates was held in Manchester, New Hampshire on Saturday. The focus was on several issues and on the potential Republican opponents. Boston Globe political reporter James Pindle covers the New Hampshire primary, and he joins us Monday mornings. James, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
So do you think the dynamics of the race changed Saturday during that debate?
No. And if they were going to change during the debate, it would require people to watch. And given that it was on a Saturday, 6 days before Christmas, I don't know how many actually did. Overall, I think all three candidates had a great debate. Hillary Clinton showed she was head above shoulders everyone else. Bernie Sanders certainly made his points that he is the more progressive candidate in this race. And further, he also, for the first time, I think, really connected the personal with the political, where he connected his life story, that his parents immigrated to the country, that they had a small place in Brooklyn, that they lived the American dream, and he's part of that, and that what he wants to do as president is to continue on as part of that narrative. And Martin O'Malley, you know, took the initiative, particularly in the first hour, to make his case about gun control and other issues.
It seemed that some of the sharpest exchanges were about security and terrorism and foreign policy, obviously considered a strong suit for Hillary Clinton. But Sanders actually criticized her. Let's listen to this clip.
And I say this with due respect, that I worry too much that Secretary Clinton is too much into regime change and a little bit too aggressive without knowing what the unintended consequences might be.
You know, with all due respect, Senator, you voted for regime change with respect to Libya. All of these are very difficult issues. I know that. I've been dealing with them for a long time.
So, James Pindle, who scored the points in this exchange?
Well, with all due respect, the tagline clearly did. Look, let's be happy about these last two presidential debates for a second, that both of them were debating this particular issue. This is probably one of the most important issues the next president will face. So it's an issue the current president is facing when it comes to Assad. And we're actually talking about this. We're not talking about who's up or who's down in poll numbers. We're not talking about petty process issues. But in this exchange, clearly Bernie Sanders wins if we're talking about a Democratic primary. He has not really been able to, he doesn't really seem interested. And I talked to him about this last week. Interested about playing up this anti-war credential, but that is clearly where the party is right now. But at the same time, what Hillary Clinton's doing is backing up Barack Obama. And so I think you have this one narrative about how Bernie Sanders could be the more left candidate in a left Democratic Party. And then you have this other narrative where Hillary Clinton is doing everything she can to be in pure lockstep with Barack Obama, hoping that's her path to the nomination.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was a target for the candidates. Let's listen to a clip of Hillary Clinton.
Mr. Trump has a great capacity to use bluster and bigotry to inflame people and to make them think there are easy answers to very complex questions.
James Pindle, does the attention that Trump received from the Democrats help him?
Oh, he loves this. He loves this. And remember, the fundamental reason Donald Trump is winning nationally, has been winning in 24 straight polls in New Hampshire, is this is about math. There are 14 Republican candidates running for president. It's not that the whole Republican Party is supporting Donald Trump. You can't say that. His average in poll numbers is around 30%. That means 7 out of 10 Republicans do not support Trump. But every single time you mention him, and you mention him singularly, no other Republican candidate was even mentioned in this debate. He is aided by his backers, and he's certainly aided by the attention that he gets.
What about the campaign data breach? Is the controversy about that over at this point, or will we see lingering ramifications there?
I think in terms of being on the news, I think it's over. However, I think underneath it all is what we may be really talking about in the days and weeks to come. And this is one, what's going on with Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders is the most trustworthy candidate running for president of the United States right now. His campaign messed up. His campaign, you know, took data that does not seem very trustworthy, right? So that's going to hurt for a little while. Second is the notion that it may hurt Hillary, right? This idea that the Democratic National Committee, we don't have to get into all the details, clamped down and gave almost a death penalty to the Bernie Sanders campaign by not letting them access their own data that they paid for because they did violate terms of service. It seemed a little heavy-handed, and people think, well, my goodness, the fix is in. And there's something that's really great in terms of a political campaign when you think that everyone's against you and you've got to fight. And you saw that in his fundraising numbers. He raised $1 million after they filed suit against the DNC.
Boston Globe political reporter James Pindle, covering the New Hampshire primary, who joins us most Mondays. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.